This is a heart meditation on equanimity. So I want to invite you to close your eyes or cast them down, drawing your attention to your inner landscape, noticing feelings and sensations in your body, making contact with whatever's beneath you. Just noticing all those points of contact, which may help you to feel grounded, a little bit more sturdy as you begin your meditation. You can take the opportunity to elongate your spine, even if you're lying down, and kind of wiggle the spine out. You don't want a rigid back, just an elongated spine that signals to the brain that you're awake and alert, even with your eyes closed or cast down. And drawing your attention to your breath, first in your nostrils. Just watching that life-giving breath moving in and out of your body. Paying attention to what your body does beautifully, organically, all by itself, whether you're paying attention or not. Dropping that attention down into your chest, and you may want to place a hand on your chest. Just noticing that slight rise and fall of the chest as the life-giving air moves in and out of your body. Dropping your attention further still down into that diaphragmatic breathing. See if you can notice a slight expansion of the belly on the inhale, deflation of the belly on the exhale. Again, slight expansion of the belly on the inhale. Deflation of the belly on the exhale. When you notice that your mind wanders, that's okay. That's just a mind being a mind. Use it as an opportunity to gently, firmly, kindly, bring the attention back to the body and to the breath. Remembering that if at any time during this meditation the breath is not working for you, or you find that you want to move away from the heart meditation, go back to the feelings and sensations of your body, making contact with whatever's beneath you. Now, very intentionally drawing the attention to the chest. You may want to place a hand on your chest. Noticing the warmth and the kindness, the love that your hand holds. And by placing your hand so intentionally on any area of your body, you bring a sense of compassion with it. So you may even want to lift your hand and gently place it back down on your chest, noticing how your hand brings warmth, love, compassion, kindness to your own heart space. noticing how your breath is meeting your heart space. How this life-giving air moving in and out of your body has a way of nourishing and dancing with your heart that sustains your heart. Helps guide your heart forward. Again, regardless of whether you're paying attention or not, our lungs and our heart are always in sync with one another. There's a gentle rhythm and dance of their flow. Now, sensing down into your heart space, what do you know to be true of your heart in this moment? What are the texture? What is the contours of your heart? Does your heart feel heavy or light? Does it feel full or empty? There's no judgment. It's simply turning towards your heart in a way that allows you to get to know your heart in this moment. And then assessing emotion of the heart. We think of emotion arising or being birthed from the heart, the core of our being. And noticing what emotion is present for you in this moment. Again, without any judgment, bringing a sense of warmth and compassion to whatever you find. And just breathing with that emotion. Trusting your ability to be and stay with whatever is there. Breathing with, allowing yourself to be with your heart space, whatever is there. Now see if you have some awareness of the strength of your heart. You may want to focus your attention on what you might imagine to be the base of your heart. Breathing with your heart space. Now starting to trust in a meaningful way the strength of your own heart, your ability and capacity to be with and to hold whatever is in your heart. We're going to work with the strengthening part of your heart, because this part of our being can offer us, when tapped into, a deep sense of equanimity. Tapping into the depth of our heart reminds us that we can deal with anything that comes our way, both great joy or great sadness, fear or grief, whatever is moving through our environment, in a relationship, or the own waves that we experience within our being. Tapping into our strength allows us to practice equanimity, to trust our own strength and ability to be with, to even turn towards with a sense of compassion and love, kindness, and wholeness. So as you breathe in, I want you to imagine or have a felt sense or both of a sense of strength, a sense of equanimity moving from the heart space and spreading all the way down through your spine and then up through your spine. And on the exhale, that energy is coming back and having a concentrated goodness in the core of your being, the center of your heart space. So breathing in, elongating that breath, imagining having a felt sense of equanimity that's moving through the spine. And then exhaling, bringing that sense right back into your heart space, that concentrated goodness right there in your heart. So let's breathe in, 2, 3, 4. Breathing out, 2, 3, 4. Breathing in, 2, 3, 4. Breathing out, 2, 3. Let's make it 5. Breathing in, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathing out, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathing in, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathing out, 2, 3, 4, 5. Again, breathing in, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathing out, 2, 3, 4, 5. And just letting that go. Coming back to a natural rhythm of breathing. Noticing your body. Noticing your breath. Noticing your heart space. Do you have a better felt sense, an ability to be in touch with your own equanimity, your ability and capacity to be with whatever is there, whatever is moving around you or moving through you or both? You can ride the waves. We're going to add some coherent breathing by breathing in for 4, receiving peace and equanimity from the world, gently suspending the breath for 4, letting that breath radiate into every fiber and cell of your being. Breathing out for 6, sharing that goodness of peace and equanimity with the world, and then gently holding for 2. So here we go. Breathing in, 2, 3, 4. Let the peace swell. 2, 3, 4. Breathing out, sharing the peace and equanimity with the world. 5, 6. Gently hold. 2. Good. Breathing in, receiving. Gently let that swirl. Sharing with the world, breathing out. 5, 6, gently hold. 2, breathing in, two, three, four. Gently hold. Two, three, four. Breathing out. Two, three, four, five, six. Gently hold. Two. Last time, breathing in, receiving. Gently hold. Breathing out and sharing. Gently hold. Two. Good. Just let that go. Come back to a natural rhythm of breathing. And just noticing your body now. Noticing any effects from slowing the breathing down. Noticing your breath. And then one last time, noticing your heart space. Sensing into your heart one last time, turning towards your heart with compassion and love and kindness. A deep sense of well-being. And then assessing your equanimity. Noticing your awareness of your inner strength, your capacity to ground in any moment and to stay centered. When you're ready, fluttering your eyes open, taking in the visual scape around you, allowing that visual scape to integrate with the rest of your senses. And let's take a couple deep cleansing breaths here at the end of the meditation. Deep breath in. And breathing out. Deep breath in. And breathing out. Last time, deep breath in. And breathing out. So with your eyes open, your senses hopefully integrated, just gain a sense of your heart space. Gain a sense of, even with your eyes open, your ability to stay in contact with your heart, to notice what is in your heart, and to trust the strength of your own heart and being. At any moment throughout your day or night, you can return to taking a deep breath, lowering into your heart space, and trusting your strength. If you're looking for ways to meditate together, please be sure to check my website, carolinevogel.com, to see when I'll be offering live meditations on Insight Timer. You can also go to www.insighttimer.com/ccvogel, and you'll be able to access all my upcoming live events on that homepage. I also want to make you aware of a mindfulness-based stress reduction 8-week class that local therapist Lynn Smith and I will offer at Mind Body Knox starting in January. The orientation will be Thursday evening, January 11th, and the 8-week class will start the following Thursday and run for 8 weeks. There'll also be a day-long day of meditation. So you can learn more at my website, carolinevogel.com/MBSR, or feel free to email me at carolinevogel@gmail.com.